Morning students, last session we came across the topics like definition of power sharing, need of power sharing in a democracy, power sharing in different forms, that is horizontal division of power sharing, vertical division of power sharing between various social groups, political parties, pressure groups and movement groups. We discussed detailed about all those things in the last session. Now, today we are going to study about a case study of Belgium. That is, how power is being shared in a European country called Belgium. Belgium is a small country in Europe, which is smaller in area than the state of Haryana. This Belgium is borders with France, Netherlands, Germany, Luxembourg, etc. And this Belgium got independent in the year 1830 from Netherlands. It has a population of little over 1 crore, about the half the population of Haryana. The ethnic composition of this small country is very complex. Students, do you know what is ethnicism? It is a social division based on shared culture. People belonging to the same ethnic group believe in the common descent because of similarities of physical type or of culture or both. They need not always have the same religion or nationality. In slide 3, you can see about how the ethnic composition is being made in Belgium and that of the capital city of Belgium called as Brussels. In Belgium, the ethnic composition is such that 59% of the total population were Dutch speakers. They are settling down in the Flemish region. And 40% of the French speakers are settling down in the southern part of Belgium, that is the Wallonia region. Remaining 1% are the German speakers who belongs to Luxembourg, that is the eastern part of Belgium. On the contrary to this, in the capital city of Brussels, 80% of the people speak French, while 20% are Dutch speaking. This shows that those communities who are majority in the country are the minorities in the capital city, that is Brussels. That means the Dutch speakers are the majority in the country. They are the minorities in the capital city, Brussels. The minority French speaking community was relatively rich and powerful. That is, they are educationally, economically very prosperous communities compared to the Dutch communities. Now, this arises a tension between the Dutch speaking and the French speaking communities during the 1950s and 1960s. Now let us see what is the cause of ethnic crisis in Belgium. The minority French speaking community was relatively rich and powerful, that we have discussed already. Dutch speaking community got the benefit of economic development and education much later. This led to a tension between the Dutch speaking and the French speaking communities. Now let us see how the political leaders of Belgium is trying to find a solution for this ethnic crisis. We have to see whether they are accommodating this diversity or they are going to follow any majoritarian policy. Let us see. Actually, the Belgian leaders accommodated these linguistic and cultural diversities, just like our country, India, is also accommodating all the diversities. So, as a part of this, the Constitution of Belgium was amended for 4 times from the period 1970 to 1993. Accordingly, the number of Dutch speaking and the French speaking ministers were equal in the central government. Many powers of the central governments are given to the state governments also. That means the state governments are not subordinate to the central governments. Now, let us see what is the condition political situation in Brussels. Brussels have a separate government in which both the communities have equal representation. Which are the two communities we have mentioned here? That is the Dutch speaking communities as well as the French speaking communities. They are having equal representation in Brussels. Besides this, one of the wonderful features of the Belgian constitution is that they formed another type of government, that is a third type of government, which is being called as community government, in which the leaders are being elected by the people belonging to one language community. That means the representatives of the Dutch community will be elected by the Dutch people, and the representatives to the community government from the French community will be elected by the French people. And they were looking into the matters of education, cultural and linguistic issues of these particular communities. We may find the Belgium model very, very complicated. It indeed is very complicated even for people living in Belgium also. But these arrangements have worked well so far. They helped to avoid civic strife between the two major communities and a possible division of the country on linguistic lines. When many countries of Europe came together to form the European Union, Brussels was chosen as its headquarters for showing its solidarity. In Belgium, the leaders have realized that the unity of the country is possible only by respecting the feelings and interests of different communities and regions. Such a realization resulted in mutually acceptable arrangements for sharing power.